It is 6:45. I'm Robert Palacios with KRWG News. This week on Your Legislators, on television from KRWG Public Media, Democratic State Senator John Arthur Smith was a guest on the program. He shared with Anthony Moreno his thoughts on a possible food tax and the recent House budget proposal that's drawn criticism from unions representing state employees in New Mexico.
Number one on the food tax, let's go back in history. I was not an advocate to repeal the food tax. And we're not talking about moral issues or that. We're talking about revenue stability on the gross receipts tax from that standpoint. When we start looking at education funding, and this time it'll be on public education, 47.5% of our entire budget is going to go to public education funding, but its success relies on oil and gas right now. We do not have tax stability. When you look at tax stability, and I'm not here to advocate for a property tax, but the most stable taxes is property tax. New Mexico does not fund public education operation out of property tax. And so it's not stable there. The next most stable, reliable tax stream is gross receipts tax. And we have eliminated a good portion of the gross receipts tax. For the people that live in metropolitan statistical areas, that's fine and dandy, but you start going to smaller towns, much like my district down in Deming, Silver City, Lordsburg, TRC, they don't have the presence of retail anymore. Car dealerships have moved on to larger cities for the most part on that, and so their gross receipts tax is reliant on fast foods. On that, because there was no money being derived from grocery sales. Yet there's demand for services by those citizens there, and local governments do not have a way of paying for those services. Now, we've subsidized as a state those payments to local governments, but we were successful in doing that when natural gas was at $10 a cubic foot. When it collapsed to like $2.63 right now, we don't have that capacity to keep upfronting money to local governments. And oil, when it's abundant, we can still do that. But when it dies, we don't have that capacity. So I'm looking at food tax for a debate and dialogue to be a participant in how do we stabilize our revenue stream for our education system on that. But people like to read the headlines on what it is, and I get emails every day on what's responsible and what's not responsible, but what they think is responsible doesn't always pay the bills.
Now, one thing with the budget that's been proposed this year, it's already drawn some criticism on the House bill that's coming out of the House that they've passed recently. Groups representing public employees here in New Mexico, state employees to be specific, there was some frustration that there was a lot of focus on paying off of film industries that the state still owed money due to the film subsidy, paying off the tax credits to them. Some state employees, groups representing them, were frustrated that the state employees have not seen a significant raise in many years. Any thoughts on that being addressed in the budget on your
end? Yes, I do. Obviously, on the film industry, you can go back and check the records. I was one of the first that wanted to put a cap on the film industry. On that, and was not successful, and the film industry has grown, and I really don't have a bone to pick with the film industry if they provide year-round jobs. A lot of the film industry jobs do not provide that. There's a backlog of debt owed by the state of New Mexico of right at $300, and I'm hearing now it may be $382 million of one-time money, and payment will be shoved out front into the future where it might take 3 or 4 years to pay that off. There's additional requests by the administration to take the cap off, and so that deficiency would probably run well into the future. I think we have an obligation to make certain we pay that debt. I don't know exactly how quickly we can pay that. I think in the time frame of 3 or 4 years, we can probably handle that, but 300 to 382 million is a lot in one setting on that. But the industry understood that. They subscribed to that, recognizing the fact that it would be the out years before they got totally paid. And, you know, it's not a tax credit. It's a rebate. We just flat give them money up front. But we also are going to have to cap that. And I know the administration is not advocating that, but we have to know how much we're spending. on that. So I sympathize with the state employees when they see that issue out there, especially the state employees that really understand the pension obligation and the difficult situation our pension funds are in on that. So I'm a supporter of their concerns, and I think they're legitimate concerns that they have in that area.
You can listen to the entire conversation with Senator John Arthur Smith, chair of the Senate Finance Committee, at krwg.org.